This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Very little. I don't have a lot more knowledge, and I don't speak about things that are so in-depth that are of a higher knowledge than you by lots of miles or distances. I'm not far, far more read than you. The books that I read are accessible. Some of them are behind me. I was puzzled seeing them, but I think it's good decoration for the video, right? Because they look new, huh? The books that you have access to, I have access to. You can buy them. You can get all those books on one CD. Right? Put them on your laptop, your computer, one CD. You have all the books written that are published. So it's not knowledge. It's not that you aren't able to attain it. For some, it's a matter of language, which is another part of ilm. Everyone can read and everyone can learn, and you can study new languages. My wife happens to be from Turkish ancestry, so I'm learning Turkish. Nasılsın? You're supposed to say iyiyim. There you go. See? Ilm, knowledge of self-discovery, is an important part of the Muslim identity. One of the scholars, he used to say, and I share this word with you, to be knowledgeable, not just about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but to have ilm, to have that your mind is actually working and active. And it's about religious knowledge and other than religious knowledge. And this is important in how you raise your children. And for those of you who are in age of self-study and self-discovery, it's important to keep this in mind. You want to know everything about one thing. You want to find one thing that you know everything about. I have a brother, I have a friend, and I mentioned this before in one of the talks. I can call Jim up and I can say, Jim, I have trouble with my car. He says, okay, put your phone on speaker. Let me hear the engine. He could be doing whatever. And I put the phone on speaker, put the car engine, and he hears it. He goes, oh yeah, this and that, just bring it over. I take it over to him 30 seconds later in his backyard garage, tightens this, loosens that, fixes this, no more sound. By hearing it, he knows everything that there is to know about one thing that he loves. He's passionate about it. So he wanted to dedicate a part of his study in it. But there's a problem with Jim. He doesn't know anything about cooking. Doesn't know anything about laundry. Doesn't know why the sky is blue. Doesn't know why ice floats instead of sinks. Doesn't know how to read from the Quran. He doesn't know other things. He specialized. He knows everything about that. So the second part of ilm is to know one thing about everything. You have to have a little bit of knowledge about what's happening in the world, a little bit of knowledge about geography. Where is Macedonia? Right? Good question. Some of the brothers are like, Macedonia? Isn't that a burger joint? Right? No, you want to know a little bit about geography. You want to know a little bit about medicine. You want to know, you know, why can't my wife take aspirin when she's pregnant? Why? Why can't she eat soft cheese when she's pregnant? You want to know everything, one thing about many things in the world. When you attain that, you have a sense of knowledge. You have a sense of scholarship in your life. You're always seeking to learn something new. How much undercoat do I need to put for the wall before I paint? How do I fix a fixture? All of these are things that are a part of the general knowledge that every Muslim must possess. How to make money? How to trade? How to bargain? How to sell? What adab do I need when I'm buying and selling? All of these things are a part of an ilm. Now when we come to religious knowledge, there are also basics and things that lead you. The basics that all of us should attain for is learning to read from the Quran. Now it doesn't matter, my young brother, my young sister, if you are Arabi, Ajami, from the moon, from Mars, Every human being who has come to believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam must have the desire. I'm not saying must be good, but must have the desire to want to continue learning until they become proficient in the reading of the Quran. This is a part of the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our Islamic religious heritage. The Prophet ﷺ put such an emphasis upon reading and writing of the Qur'an and memorizing it that its reward exceeded many of the other religious duties that the Muslim performs. You see that the Qur'an is preserved for us here today because of that dedication to the concept of learning. The one who memorizes, he's elevated. The Prophet ﷺ, he tells us, on the Day of Judgment, for every ayah you have memorized, you rise a level in Jannah. The Prophet ﷺ tells us that the one who memorizes the Qur'an to inspire the parents, he tells us the one who memorizes the Qur'an, his parents are given a crown of light. تَاجًا مِن نُورٍ ضَوْءُهُ مِثْلَ ضَوْءِ الشَّمْسِ. That this crown of light, its brilliance and radiance exceeds that of the sun. And the parents shall say, بِمَا كُسِينَ هَذَا. Why have we been given this? We didn't pray extra or do anything significant to include this reward. And it will be said to them, بِأَخْذِ وَلَدِكُمْ الْقُرْآنِ. Because your child took hold of the Qur'an, learned the Qur'an and practiced it. So on a multi-tier level, you see that the study of the Qur'an was blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blessed by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to encourage the Muslim ummah to study, to learn, to engrave. اقرأ بسم ربك. First ayah, read. First message to the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ is about enlightenment and thinking. So al-ilm is a constant part of Islam. And as such you see the Prophet ﷺ, he says from the hadith of Muawiyah in Sahih al-Bukhari, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. The one Allah wishes good for him in this worldly life, he gives him firm foundation of understanding of this religion. He gives him fiqh, an insight into the religion of Al-Islam. So that's one of the guides. And you see that the things we refer to are very symbolic. When we look at the words that describe the Qur'an, that Allah uses as synonyms for the word Qur'an, Al-Qur'an, An-Nur, the light, Mubin, the explainer, the elucifier, showing everything, laying open everything, Huda, the guidance, the Kitab, the book. All of these are things that show you that it is the straight path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that in itself and self-study and returning to the books is insignificant and not enough. For a person who truly wants to excel in the study of Islam in a way that leads him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in no uncertain terms, can you open a book or open the Qur'an and rely on your own interpretation as being the final source of knowledge? You can't open the Qur'an and read an ayah, whether it's in the English translation or Urdu translation or Somali translation or Turkish translation, and feel within yourself that you have come to understand what that means. Because in every ayah there is a historical context, sabab al-nuzul, a reason for revelation. There is a hukm, at times rulings and injunctions that are related to other rulings or injunctions. And that hukm that you're reading could be abrogated, could have been removed, could have been raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.